Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, seekers of knowledge, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Quran Quest, the program that studies the verses of the Quran one by one by our always energetic and tireless Sheikh Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Habib. Thank you for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You made me feel like the Duracell battery.
Yeah. Bunny. Okay, so we're on chapter 84, which is called Splitter. Let's listen to verses 16 to 20, and we'll be back for the discussion. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ.
So I swear by the twilight glow.
وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقَ.
And by the night and what it envelops.
وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقَ.
And by the moon when it becomes full.
لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ.
That you will surely embark upon state after state.
فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
So what is the matter with them that they do not believe?
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 16 to 20 of chapter 84, which is a splitter. So from the very beginning, it says, "So I swear by the evening glow." Can you explain this, please?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. That's one translation actually that you have in front of you. There's actually another translation which I think is the best, and it is the twilight of the sunset, or the sunset, the time of the sunset, the light that comes from the sunset. And Ash-Shafaq, of course, is a specific time actually when the sun goes down during sunset. You have Al-Hamra al-Mashriqiyya and Al-Hamra al-Maghribiyya, the red light that comes
on the east,
and also
the one on the west.
On the west, where the sun goes down, it's called Al-Humra
al-Maghribiyya.
Yeah, where the sun goes down, the light comes down.
And what makes it significant to swear by?
The time actually here, it's a specific time in many different sayings. We have many different sayings that state the importance of supplication at this time, and the importance of putting sadaqah, the importance of reciting some specific verses such as Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, because it's a time where a lot of, you know, accidents happen actually. And pretty much when you get the understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating by this cause that He created, like it's the coming in combination of two of His signs, two of His ayat, which is sign, right?
Signs, yeah.
And that is pretty much daytime leaving and the arrival of nighttime. And even though it's nighttime, there's still light. There's still light in there. And it's like, it just doesn't go by a snap of a finger. There's this rule and this law that it's going by. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by this important and beautiful, you could say, time and time lapse where it's of something that could be reflected upon when, you know, just looking at it, at the mightness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It can push you to think about the creation. By the night and what it is fraught with is the second verse in this section.
And pretty much as well, we talked about the importance of night. We will talk more about it inshaAllah ta'ala. And وَمَا wasaq means what returns at night. It's pretty much talking about the continuation, the scenario, right? First of all, you have the sunset, and then the light that comes dim after the light that which we talked about, the shafaq, the twilight of the sunset. And then comes the time of night. Then after, at the time of night, usually without the 21st century technology, it was the time where human beings returned to their homes, where animals, to this day, alhamdulillah, are living through sunnatullah, the traditions of Allah's creations, and returning to their houses at night. Of course, the night animals go outside because they return during dawn. But, you know, the birds that we see every day, you know, some the different types of animals that we see every day, at nighttime, when nighttime comes, when they see the darkness, it's time for them to return to their homes. And it's just like a quiet place. It's just like a scenario, an environment where it's, you know, cool for sleeping.
All right, now thank you. We're going to take a break and then we're going to study verses 18 and 19. Stay tuned.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on chapter 84, The Splitter. On verse 18, it talks about by the moon when it blooms full. In various cultures, a full moon is significant, and so it is in Islam.
It really is. Actually, the beauty of the moon has been used very much in the Arabic poems. You know, when you want to say that someone's good looking, like I want to say that, like Hussein, you look like a full moon. Anta badrun fil jamal. Yeah, you're in beauty and handsomeness like the full moon. Right? Because it's such beautiful. And that light, that blue light, I don't know if you have seen it because we lived in the city all of our lives. But I remember in the village, especially when I was like 7 years old, I was in the village in Lebanon. And I remember seeing for the first time the power and importance of the full moon. And how, you know, it just gives out light.
Illuminated everywhere.
Exactly. It's so beautiful. Everything around it is, you know, you could see everything, but it's still dark. And it's beauty. The way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only has it on one night, actually in the month, or like two nights on the month, they're like full moons. The rest of the nights, they're either, you know, eclipsed or, you know,
it's just a crescent.
Yeah, it's a crescent. Like it's been eaten. That's what I want to say. Because moon is made out of cheese, apparently.
Like a half a biscuit.
Yeah, exactly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by all these order, all these, which is the order that He created things, the order and the manner of our daily lives that we see, and our time that we live in.
I was also thinking that it's also talking about how things are changing, and so will our situation as life goes on.
As well, you could also get that meaning, yes. That there are different stages
of our life.
There are different stages throughout at-Takwin, throughout environment, throughout His creations.
Mm.
And then you understand the connection between this, the why he's swearing by these things, by this you know, conduct, by this order, by this method. And then comes the next verse, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ.
You will surely fare from stage to stage.
Exactly. When you come to the verse, this verse, that you shall invariably pass on from one stage to another, there are many different interpretations to it. And of course, the famous Sunni interpretation is that human beings will go through different stages of life. Then after the different stages of life, you will go to the afterlife. And after the grave, when you're in Barzakh. After Barzakh, the Day of Judgment. After the Day of Judgment, you move on to, you know, the paradise or hell. And throughout each one of these scenarios and stages, there are different stages in it. For example, throughout life, you're a baby, then you become a toddler, then you become like a preteen or teen, then you become an adult, then you become an elderly person. Then after in Barzakh, you'll be, you know, slammed in your grave, and then Munkar and Nakir, and then, you know, all these hectic and chaotic, you know, stages of life and things that we'll go through, and life doesn't end there. That's accepted. And that's a nice meaning. Then you have the second meaning that's available in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. لَتَرْكُبَنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ is like, you will go through the same situations that the different nations, O nation of Muhammad, O Ummat Muhammad, you will go through the same situations that Bani Israel, that the Christians, that the Hawari, the true companions of Jesus Christ, the true companions of the prophets that went through. You will go through the same thing. And it happens to us in many different metaphors, you could say. And I think I could talk more about that after the break.
I'm going to have to cut you there, but we'll talk more about this after the break. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're talking about the expression of stage to stage on verse 19 of chapter 84. So before the break, you said that it could be denoting the changes in that happen from life to barzakh to afterlife. But also, you said that it could mean that, O Muslims, the same changes that happen to Bani Israel, the Christians, you should expect the same changes?
Yeah, at the end of the day, like the same catastrophes they went through, the same fitna, or, you know, like
chaos,
exams, tests that Bani Israel went through, you will go through. Like the same way that people try to change the religion of Christianity and Judaism, will also try to change Islam. The way that they, misinterpretate their holy book. Same thing here. And for example, Ghiyab, like one of the best examples that I have between Bani Israel and Ummat Muhammad, is actually the occultation of Imam al-Mahdi. Because they had the occultation of Moses, actually, where Moses then appeared and was their savior. Same thing with us, we have our savior. And, you know, there are many different, you know, similarities. Like, for example, Aaron. And the way that Bani Israel, you know, pretty much, you know, stabbed him in the back and stabbed Moses in the back by worshipping the golden cattle. We have the kind of the same thing in, you know, in the idea of Islam as well.
Okay, thank you very much. As a final question to this section, it says that, so the conclusion to all of this comes in verse 20. What is the matter with them that they will not believe? So the idea is that when you see so much changes in the world, such clear signs, what's the problem? Why don't you believe in a day that you will return to God subhanahu wa ta'ala? The question is that, yeah, all of these great events, the mesmerizing space, do really lead a person to believe in a creator that is wise and intelligent and immensely powerful, unlimitedly powerful. But that doesn't mean that that God is necessarily the God of Islam. What are we achieving here?
We are achieving, first of all, I want to make this very clear, that Islam believes that the true Christianity, the true Judaism, the true, I don't know, religion of Noah, the true religion of the prophets is Islam. إِنَّمَا الْدِينُ عَنْدُ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Or, for example, Ismail or Abraham, when they used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make their descendants Muslims. The idea of Islam is submission towards the Creator. In Arabic, we call him Allah. In Arabic, we call him Allah. At the end of the day, we're all pointing to one thing, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And
attributing some things and others is what makes us different. At the end of the day, we're all pointing out to one creator. Even Judaism and Christianity, they say that there is a God, Son of God and whatnot, and the Holy Spirit. They're attributing things to Allah. They're attributing things to God. So at the end of the day, what is important is to believe that there's a creator. You don't want to call him Allah, then don't call him Allah. But he calls himself Allah. He calls himself the God. He calls himself whatever he wants to call himself. He's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Since God subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth, would it also be appropriate to say submission to the truth, whatever and wherever it
is? Exactly. Thank you very much. Comes in. Yes.
Thanks. I think that's a good place to end our show because we're running out of time as well. But if you missed the episode, you can always download an archive from our website. Simply search iRibi English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week and a lot of studying. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You're the one.